Welcome again, everyone. And as Mark said, my name is Reverend Crystal Muldrow. And actually, you just heard two of my favorite songs from Unity Artist. Get Ready, My Soul, and Amazing Things. And I want to start those two off because I think that, first of all, we will be doing amazing things. And secondly, that the name of this talk is Get Ready, My Soul, simply because Roger... It's similar to, I would equate my relationship with Roger before this as a track meet, where we were passing the baton, since most of you know that Roger was taking on a lot of the responsibilities once Reverend Jim left. And in our many talks, at some point in time it came up that you all had been singing Get Ready My Soul for quite a while. Well, lo and behold, in the ministry that I came from, in preparation for my leaving, we also were singing Get Ready quite a bit, My Soul. So I said, isn't that interesting that the place that I'm leaving and the place that I'm going to are joined in this one song, Get Ready, My Soul. It's a beautiful song because I think in so many ways, we're constantly, our soul is preparing and getting ready for greatness to do amazing things. Whether you believe it's amazing or not, your day-to-day goings on is beautiful. Whether you think it's mundane, it's miraculous because you're doing it. You're doing the things that Spirit is guiding you to do. So, of course, as any person thinks about, get ready, my soul. I'm singing, get ready, my soul. And it dawns on me, what do we really think soul is? I mean, we talk about our soul all the time. To the depths of my soul aches for thee, I will do it. I mean, we talk about the soul, but do we really know what the soul is? Well, in actuality, the Bible really doesn't give us many clues. It talks about soul all the time also, but doesn't really give us a clear definition of what the soul is. Many people have inferred, many religions have inferred. And so one of the best things to do is obviously to go to Webster, to the dictionary, and see what it said. I love the dictionary, too. And so from Webster, the definition of soul is the immaterial essence, animating principle or actuating cause of an individual life. It is the spiritual principle embodied in the human being, all rational and spiritual beings, or the universe is considered the soul. And that is from Christian Science, our cousins in New Thought. It's a person's total self. It's moving spirit encapsulated in the body. Now, our beloved Charles Fillmore, the co-creator of Unity, has a different slant on what the soul is, dear Charles. But it isn't too far away from that. For Charles Fillmore, the soul is the sum total of your consciousness, and its great goal is a consciousness of eternal life, i.e., it is all of your memories. It's your life experience. And for those of you who believe in reincarnation, it's multiple life experiences, and it's your subconscious, those stored-up thoughts and memories that you don't even remember. And even includes some superconsciousness aspects of your thoughts of God. Fillmore continues to go, in man, the soul is the many accumulated ideas back of his present expression. It's an original and true sense. The soul of man is the expressed idea of man in divine mind. Now, for a lot of you, that still is like a lot of mumble jumble. One of the things I want you to truly remember that according to Charles Fillmore and Fillmore's metaphysical interpretation, the soul is all of our memories, our thoughts, our ideas from lifetimes. But I found something else very, very interesting is that Charles Fillmore also said the soul, or in quotes, woman, is the feminine aspect of man. i.e. human. We have to remember that Charles Fillmore wrote a lot of this in the late 1870s, 80s, 90s, in the early 20th century. And it makes sense because when you metaphysically interpret, as we just went through Christmas, the Christmas story, Charles metaphysically interpreted Mother Mary as the soul. And so it was the soul, Mother Mary, that was impregnated by God. And in that impregnating of the soul, then gave birth to Christ. That grand idea, that manifestation of the truth that we of who we all truly are. It is through the soul that we experience our expression, our feeling. The soul is the feminine nature. Now, I found it interesting that it sounded very close to ego, which I found interesting that the ego, when you really look at it through Charles Fillmore, is deemed to be a more masculine component. Because the ego takes in ideas and thoughts. And it's really when you have the divine soul consummated by the divine ego, and there is a divine ego. I know most of you know that I'm a Buddhist, and in Buddhism, which I'm always surprised to hear, that it says kill the ego. We're not supposed to kill anything, and yet it talks about killing the ego. In all aspects of ourselves, God created us in its entirety, including the ego. The ego has purpose, just as the soul has purpose, and both of them are to be evolving into our spiritual truths. Each of us need to have a spiritualized expression coming through and moving through our thoughts, our feelings, our expression, marrying a divine marriage which brings forth the Christ, which brings forth the truth of who we are and who we will be. For it is only, Charles Fillmore continues, it is only through the soul that he, God, is made manifest as perfect wholeness. So the soul has a genuine purpose. It is that is beauty, that is impregnated, that is fed by thought, and that the true soul food is the Word of God, the Logos. That word, that thought, that spiritualized ego feeds the soul, and the soul feeds it. Without one, you truly don't have the other. Truly different from what the other definitions of soul is. And yet, it's still beautiful. Because the truth is, whether we talk about the ego or the soul, the truth is that spiritualized, it'll only achieve greatness. As we allow in faith the Spirit of God to move in and through to have its dominion in us, then we will live a life. Our soul will rise. Our soul will be fed. Our soul will be overjoyed. There is, I love, actually, Daniel Namod's song. Because if you actually look at the lyrics, and you don't have to pull them up, I'll just read them. There's a part of them that actually is, I believe, the definition of soul by Charles Fillmore. And it says, everything I've done, which is consciousness, everything I've done, everything I've seen, everything I've lost or won, everything I've ever dreamed, that is your soul. That is your soul right there. All the memories, everything that you've done comes together as your soul. And it has brought us all here, hasn't it? It's brought me here individually, which brings forth a culmination of the church soul. Yes, the church has a soul. You all make up the church's soul. We have called one another. We have come here together to move forward in greatness. You know, when the soul is ready for the next step of the upward way, a great change takes place, known as regeneration. Well, I believe that as I move forward and work with you, as a teammate, that is what we're going to be doing here, going through a regeneration. And so know that as I step forward as your minister, as my soul connects with your souls, bringing forth great memories, moving forward, we together will generate greatness. This first year, calls forth a bringing forth of just stillness and listening. Because your soul has many, many needs. This church's soul has many needs. And so I don't plan on shifting too many things too quickly. Roger would disagree, as we've been in communication. And the background stuff, there's some background things that are shifting kind of at a blink of an eye, and I'm kind of holding on for dear life. But for you, with the service and what's going on, I just call your soul to speak to me so I can learn who we will be, how will we reinvent ourselves. And it's really all about what the soul of this church wants. How much more deeply do you want to go? When I first came here, I heard that you want to go deep and broad and wide. It's interesting, you started off by saying, I wanted feedback. Yes, this year will be hearing what the church's soul wants before we make any vast changes. So know that you individually, your soul is continually evolving. Know that this church is continually evolving. For as Charles Fillmore in Mysteries of John says, the soul unfoldment means the bringing forth of divine ideas in the soul or consciousness of man, and the bringing of these ideas into expression of the body. Those are the amazing things that we have to do this year and beyond, is to figure out who we are, move forward so we can do amazing things. I kind of love, and you'll find out that besides the two of my favorite songs, I love Hafiz. I love the mystical Sufi Hafiz, a little bit more than Rumi. And I love The Gift. So you will hear quite a bit from The Gift. But I found it interesting. One of my favorite poems is called Your Mother and My Mother. And I'd like to share that with you. Fear is the cheapest room in the room. I would like to see you living in better conditions. For your mother and my mother were friends. I know the innkeeper in these parts of the universe. Get some rest tonight. Come to my verse again tomorrow. We'll go speak to the friend together, in capital F, the friend, meaning God. I should not make any promises right now, but I know if you pray somewhere in this world, something good will happen. God wants to see more love and playfulness in your eyes, for that is your greatest witness to him. Your soul and my soul once sat together in the beloved's womb playing footsie. Your heart and my heart are very, very old friends. All of our souls, we are really one. That's what we teach. And in the beloved's womb, in the soul of the Creator, you might have, there we were playing. Playing footsies at that. How intimate and fun. So let us be that way as we move forward together. Let's get ready. We are ready. We're already here. We're already together. So let's move forward. Let our souls open up in playfulness and in love. Let's experiment and explore together. Let us see who we are. Let us see who our soul is calling us to be, not only individually in our individual lives, but the consciousness and the soul of this church. Let us see who we are and move forward. Or with the song, and guys, could you sing the last verse of Amazing Things for me one more time? Because I think that we could, I think together, this church is prime. Jim Fuller allowed you guys to be healthy, to expand, to explore, to go deep spiritually. And I'm only stepping into what is already great and moving forward, continuing to move what he built and to explore how much deeper, how much greater, so that we can continue to do amazing things. Namaste.
Oh, the places you will go, and the people you will know. Don't worry when or where or how. You don't need to know that now. You're on the right track. No need to look ahead or back. Just enjoy what each day brings. You will do amazing things. Amazing, amazing, you will do amazing things. Amazing, amazing, you will do amazing.
Amen. And with that, let us affirm together, my heart, mind, and soul are open to God. And so it is. And the scripture, I neglected to read, my heart is steadfast. Oh God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and make melody. Awake, my soul. God bless you.